I'd like to write the subject on the board this morning. I've written on the board relationships and influence. We've been spending quite a bit of time on the broad subject of stewardship. And to date, we've given consideration to different areas of stewardship. Stewardship means that you manage something, that you take care of something that's been put into your care that really isn't yours personally. It's been given to you to steward. And they are things that often can be taken away from us for whatever reason, or removed or passed on by a higher power, which is our Father God in heaven, who is the overseer of so many of these good things that God has given to us. And we've considered stewardship, how we manage time. We've talked about stewarding the talents and the gifts that God has given to each one of us individually. Everyone here has special talents and gifts that God has given to you to steward, to manage, to take care of, to use for growth in yourself and others. We've also spent quite a number of weeks on stewardship of possessions. And we really focused on material possessions, although we possess a lot of things besides material things, but we focus quite a bit on that. But this morning, I'd like to consider the stewardship of relationships, the stewardship of influence that we have on other people. And I suppose that this subject, relationships and influence, is one of the most powerful, wonderful, life-changing, potentially life-changing gifts that God has given to all of us, this opportunity for relationships, and then how we take care of those relationships, the opportunity to positively influence other people in our lives and the decisions that we make around that. So with that, maybe we could consider these responsibilities and gifts for just a little bit. We find in Scripture that God designed, He designed the world. God designed people. He designed how we interact with others with these sorts of things in mind. We find in Scripture, the very beginning, in Genesis, it said that God saw that it wasn't good for man to be alone, and so He created somebody else to be with him, where they could share life, where they could be a positive influence on each other, where there could be a special relationship that touched so many different areas of their lives. God did that to help enrich their lives. We find other scriptures in the Bible, in Galatians, the sixth chapter of Galatians, in the second verse. The Scripture says, where we are exhorted to bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. One of God's purposes for us while we are here on this earth is to bear one another's burdens, to help one another, to be a strength to one another, to positively influence one another, and in doing so, fulfill one of the very things that Christ wanted from us in life. We find in the 13th chapter of John where Jesus said, "A new commandment that I give unto you, that ye have love one for another, even as I have loved you." Love each other. Care about one another. Even your enemies. Be intentional and deliberate about the relationships and the influence you have with other people with the foundation of love. And then we also read in the scripture where Paul told Timothy to be an example of the believers in word. Be an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in truth. Be a positive influence. Be an example to the believers, to other people that may also be believers. But you be a positive influence on even the believers as well as everyone else. And then Jesus' great commission as he, before he ascended to the Father, he said to us, go out into all of the world and take this hope of the gospel to all that are in the world that they too might be saved. Develop relationships. Use your influence. And take the hope of the gospel with these gifts that I've given you to steward for the enrichment of lives. And I believe it's one of the reasons then that Paul said in Ephesians 5 and 15 that we should walk circumspectly. Live life thoughtfully. Live life with consideration. And I know we use these words, you know, these words of intentional and deliberate are often used words right now in the world today. But they fit. That we live in a way that we're intentional about what we're doing. We're not just going out with no real purpose or plan, but we live our lives where we walk carefully, deliberately, and intentionally. And the scripture says, redeeming the time, making good use of the time that has also been given to us as a gift. Because it says the days are evil. Meaning, time is uncertain. Things happen in life that you didn't expect. And relationships that you think will always be there. And you'll always have time for positive influence. And there'll always be another day to maybe strengthen a relationship that you feel that God has put on your heart to strengthen. Redeem the time, because time in life is uncertain and it's passing and it doesn't last forever, and it's not in our hands to decide whether we'll see another day. And so the scriptures encourage us to make use of the time that God has given to us. Yes, for ourselves. Yes, I want to use the time to make sure that I'm ready to go when God calls my name and he knocks on my heart's door, and at a time unexpected when I think maybe I have many years left, and I go to bed one night and I wake up at the judgment. I want to be ready. But not just for me. But God wants us to live our lives for other people. And I think about so many that have had such an impact and influence on my life. I think about relationships that I have and that I've had, and I think about influence that has made such an impact on my life. And you too, you all that are here have had those relationships and influences in your life that have had such a profound effect. A spouse has a profound effect on your life, don't they? Caring spouses that know without being told. People that have made a choice to love you, that sometimes know you better than you know yourself. They understand how you feel with just a look, and they care. And sometimes they observe things that you didn't know they observed, and then they take action to be a positive influence on your life. And God intended those types of relationships to be representative of Christ's relationship with the church, His bride. Such powerful relationships and influence. A father. There's nothing like a son hearing his dad say, "Well done. You did good." There's nothing like a father telling his son, "You have what it takes. I believe in you." There's nothing like having a strong father that is like a backstop that's always there, that you know you can turn to no matter what. Those relationships and that influence, hard to describe with words. A mother? A mother's love and a mother's care? A mother never stops mothering. Mothers that recognize and see needs in their children that maybe no one else sees. And mothers look on those needs and they give of themselves. And they sacrifice. And they pray and they invest with tears. And they defend their children regardless. A mother. Relationship. Influence of a mother. Teachers. Teachers that sometimes God puts in our path that are well more concerned about you as a person than they are about the material that they're teaching in any given day. And have a profound influence on your life. Friends. You ever had a close friend? Relationships with other people that you know care about you. And that you know that no matter what happens, they're still your friend and they're still going to be there. And you don't have to worry about saying or doing something that all of a sudden is just going to turn them sideways about who you are, because they know you and they're your friend. Friends that you can stand with in a field of silence and be completely, altogether comfortable saying nothing because of the relationship, because of the love and the care that you have with them. And through the course of life, there's people that God puts in our way, and God puts you in the way of other people that maybe take special interest in your life. Perhaps in the moment, in the store, at school, perhaps for years, a person that takes special interest in you. I've had people like that in my life, and I don't think that they always or ever fully realize the profound influence that they've had on my life, the impact. The older man that when I was a teenager would often tell me with love, he'd just look at me with care and tell me that he was counting on me. Spoke volumes. It's all he said. He didn't tell me about what. He just said, and I quote, "Boy, I'm counting on you." And I understood what he meant. He cared. People who have given their time, their heart, shared experiences, shared wisdom, most of all, were willing to share love and care. To me, to you, in very personal ways. Relationships of influence with profound impact. Or not. See, many times it's up to you. Many times all of these opportunities are right in your path and right in front of you, but we have to make some decisions. We have to be intentional, and we have to prioritize what we're going to do with the relationships and the influence that God has put in front of us. Now here's the truth. You are influencing somebody right now. Every one of you that are here today, you're influencing somebody a whole lot. Whether you realize it or not. And that relationship, that influence, is a God-given trust that's been given to you at this particular point in time of creation. We weren't here, most of us here weren't here 100 years ago. We weren't here 1,000 years ago. We weren't here when the world was created, but we are now. For whatever reason, God decided that today is the day that I want you to live in this life. And I've given you a trust. I've given you a responsibility in relationships and the influence that you are able to have on those around you. I don't believe that our interactions with others and who's in our sphere of influence is just accident. It's just all coincidence, and it's just accident, because I believe that the Lord he orchestrates, and he is an intentional God. And he places people in other people's pathway for a reason. One verse, Romans 8:28 says, we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. All things according to his purpose. And at a foundational level, at a very basic level, people in your life are people that God would have you show his love and his care to them in so many ways and on so many fronts. But do we? It's okay to be challenged a little bit, isn't it? Because I'm challenged with it. Do we? In the busyness of satisfying our own agenda, do we notice those that perhaps God has put in our pathway for a reason? Is it possible that there's a Lazarus at your gate? Is it possible that there's somebody at your gate that you pass by every day? And you pass by so many times that you almost don't even see that they're there. You don't recognize the need that's right in front of you, that's at your gate, that God has placed in your path. I believe that's why family members and a spouse, a mother, a dad, a neighbor, our church family, co-workers, it's a stewardship that God's put in our path. Not something to be taken for granted or to be treated casually. It's a trust that God has given to us. Let's be challenged to see people in our lives as divine assignments from God. Because they are. And your influence, your influence on other people is powerful. Your influence on other people is likely far more powerful than what you will ever realize on this side of eternity. Well, there's a well-known anecdote, illustration that probably many of you have heard. But the story goes that there was a little boy that was born into this world and as a baby, and as he began to learn to walk, his parents noticed that he was walking with a limp. And they were concerned about that and thought that maybe he would grow out of it. Because sometimes things that you see in children, they grow out of things that maybe you're uncomfortable with, and their bodies adapt and mature. And so they thought maybe this is something he'll grow out of. But as he kept getting older and kept walking, he kept walking with a limp. And so they decided they would have him checked, find out the source of the limp and what his ailment was. So they had him examined and checked, and found out that there was no ailment. There was nothing wrong with him physically. All was well on that front. You see, his daddy limped. And he wanted to be like his daddy. And so he grew up as a child watching something that he wanted to be like. And without, as a child, without even saying, you know what, I think I'm going to limp. It just happened. Powerful influence. Influence is powerful. And at a broader level, at a higher level, I guess, God, he wants us to use our influence, the gift that he's given to us with relationships as influence, to enrich the lives of other people. And he's given us influence that we might be a part of expanding the kingdom of heaven. Do we? It's not about control or manipulation when you talk about influence, but it's about responsibility. And I want to be a responsible Christian. I want to be responsible with the gift of relationships and influence that God has put in my pathway. You may not think you're influential. You may have a little voice that's saying to you, you don't matter to anybody, and you're not a very influential person, and et cetera, et cetera. You are an influential person. Yes, even the quiet ones. Sometimes the quiet influence is the strongest and most powerful influence. It's not always that passing charismatic personality that blows past your way that seems to have so much dramatic effect, but it's that quiet, steady, meaningful, from the heart influence that changes lives when you never realize it. And so for all types of people, Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount, the 5th chapter of Matthew, he graphically uses salt and light as metaphors for influence. He says, you're the light of the world. You're the one that goes out into the world and you attract other people's attention to yourself that perhaps are in darkness because you have something that is light. You're the salt of the earth. You are that which is intended to be a savor and bring out flavor and enrich the lives of other people. But if the salt has lost its savor, if the light is covered, if the light's gone out, if relationships and influence is not stewarded from the heart and it's not something that is recognized as having the value that it does, then where will people be salted? Where will they see light? God set it up that he might be seen and demonstrated and that his love and care felt through the lives of other people, through your life. That those that are in trouble might find you as the light and the help and the enrichment that they need. How do we influence? We won't spend much time on this. We're running out of time. Our words, our attitudes, our use of time, our willingness to listen, our willingness to be present, our willingness to pause and stop with our own agenda, to show love and care from the heart.
You see, oftentimes we as human beings can be so focused and set on what's right and reasons and justification and our sense of justice and how to make sure we get people between the lines that they need to be between. And when we see things that are off, oftentimes it's an impulse to try to get them back on, right? But oftentimes the reasons and the right reasons and all of those things fail to reach the heart. They can fail to reach the heart. It's love and it's care. And it's an understanding that God wants to work through your lives and the relationships you have with other people and your influence. It's His will that you be able to reach the hearts of other people first. And when you reach the hearts of other people, then the influence for change, even in those areas that may be difficult in life, can be powerful because other people recognize that you love them for who they are. You have a relationship that you've invested in. Stewardship does involve sacrifice. Stewardship does involve investment. It's not just a feeling we wait for. It's a choice that we make. That each day, Lord, help me to be a steward of the relationships and influence I have. Help me, Lord, to live right and godly and show love. That's why your daily life is so important. It's why your hidden life and your daily life, why it's so important that that matches your stated faith and your stated beliefs. Carelessness, hypocrisy, those sorts of things have a way of turning people off so quickly. The Lord is calling us to live a daily life where we can reach people and have a positive impact on their lives and show Jesus. Because that's our mission in life. That's the great commission that's been given to each one of us above everything else in life. Yes, we have material needs. We have things that we do in this life that will pass. But above it all, the most important thing is that we go out into the world where we live with the relationships that we have and the influence that we can bring to bear with other people to show Jesus Christ to other people. So with that, if you'll allow me, who are we? Who am I? Who are you leading to Jesus Christ? It's worth a question to ask ourselves, Lord, is there somebody that you have put in my pathway that you're looking to me to steward my relationship and influence with them for something more than passing things of life? Our children in the home is one of our greatest mission fields. Our family, our co-workers. You don't have to go across the water to be a missionary. Every one of us are missionaries. We have spouses, we have friends, we have family, we have co-workers. It's a mission field for every one of us. Lord, help me to be a good steward of the mission field that you have placed before me. How am I using my influence? To build people up? Do I tear people down? Am I interested in nurturing something that goes beyond the surface? Am I trying to bury my influence? Do you know that no influence is influence? The absence of trying to be an influence is an influence on other people. Lord, help us. Who is watching my life? Ask yourself. Who is watching my life? Who is watching my faith? Who is watching how I live versus what I say? Let's be challenged, as the scripture says, to walk circumspectly, to live life thoughtfully, making use, redeeming the time that's a gift that is uncertain because it's passing. Relationships and influence, their opportunities, their gifts, their responsibilities that we've been given to enrich the lives of other people and for the furtherance of the kingdom of heaven. Let's purpose in our lives today to be faithful stewards of our relationships and our influence. Pray for me. I want to be true. Amen.